It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
This is the time of year that many of us reflect back to see what we've accomplished and who we've become as a result of those accomplishments. If you're like most of us, we didn't do the year perfectly. We had challenges, upsets, concerns, worries, losses, problems. But I have one question for you. Did you evolve this year? Did you take some of those challenges, maybe some of your limitations, and overcome them? And as a result of that, who have you become? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and our show today is The Courage to Have It All. The courage to have it all. What is that? What does having it all mean? Well, I can tell you what it means for me. It means to have, first of all, a sense of peace of mind in my own heart, a sense of happiness. It means to have financial well-being. It means to have family and friends that I have no issues with, that are connected with me. It means that I've done the work, the inner work, so that my friendships thrive, so that my relationships are better and better every year. It also means having it all is being in a place where whatever happens, whatever comes along, we know we can handle it. You know, there's a place of being fearless inside of ourselves if we have it all. And, you know, a lot of us have dreams and goals and visions that we haven't manifested yet for whatever reason. It really doesn't matter. But for me, having it all is setting new intentions, setting up purpose, prosperity in my mindset so that I can start to have those things that I am so wanting. Okay, so how do we do that? Well, the first step, it's really simple. You know, it's get in touch with what you want. How simple is that? What is it that you want? What do you want in your relationships, in your career, in your finances, in your business, in your home life, in your family? What is that you want, right? Now, what happens with most of us? We say this is what we want. We get excited about it. But then what shows up? Limitations. Limitations that show up that say something like, well, I don't really want that. Oh, that's not for me. That's just too big. Oh, you know, people that have those things are X, Y, Z. Oh, you know, I don't know if I could really do that. Oh, it's going to be too much work. I don't have enough time. All those limitations show up when you set a great goal. Now, listen, I've been doing this show for a long time. I've been in this space for decades, and I can tell you this. Every successful person I've ever interviewed, every success I've ever had in my life comes with challenges. All of them do. Doesn't matter who you are, what you're doing. Challenges show up, and those challenges are there for a reason. Those challenges are there to make us a better person. And there's something else that comes with challenges if we do them right. We connect with something greater than ourselves. I call it your inner genius. That inner genius can take you and your business to levels that you've never been even thought of. For me, I started meditating a couple decades ago. I started tuning in, started quieting my mind. I found that teachers like Leonardo da Vinci and Yogananda, they all had said one thing that really resonated with me, and that is isolation is the price of greatness. What does that mean? It means we have to take time for ourselves, tune in to what we really want in life. We want to tune into that brilliance that comes forth through us. We want to use our minds in conscious ways so that we can really take our lives to a new level. Now you say to yourself right now, well, that seems like a lot, or I don't want to do that work, or hey, I'm going to turn off this show because this is too boring for me right now. But here's what I would say to you. Just stop for one moment. Just stop. What if there was a really easy way for you to drip on your mind every single day in 2020 essential wisdom and cutting-edge wealth strategies and specific questions to help focus your mind in the right direction. What if I could tell you you could do this in 10 minutes a day easily, and at the end of the year, actually, you don't have to wait that long, really, in the next 30 days, your life can change in ways that you've never thought possible. Well, I can tell you that I have written a book called The Courage to Change Everything, and that's exactly what I did. I designed this book to help you drip on your mind essential wisdom and wealth principles on a daily basis to help expand what's possible for you, to help you tune into your own brilliance, and help you to honestly take your life, take off the limitations, and move into an area that I call the courage zone, that nothing can stop you. You become unstoppable. So I hope you'll check it out. It's at couragetochange.us. Again, couragetochange.us. By the way, there's some special gifts for you, one of which is a book I'm giving away. Actually, it's a whole program I'm giving away when you buy the book in the next 60 days. And that program is called Release, Renew, Evolve. I help you to inventory any limitations inside of you, make a choice to release them. And a lot of people tell me that book is like wearing a dark pair of sunglasses. Once they do the work, they take it off and life gets good. All right. Listen, in studio, I have with me an amazing man. His name is Drew Gerber, and Drew Gerber is a friend of mine. In fact, he's a sponsor on our show. But Drew Berman is in studio with me. He's a best-selling author. He's a trainer. He's a coach. And he's the top leader of one of the fastest-growing health and wellness companies in the world. He's got a new book out called You Can Have It All.
You Can Have It All.
You Can Have It All. Whoa. Hey, maybe that's why I named the show You Can Have It All, The Courage to Have It All. Hey, Drew, welcome.
I'm so thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so great to have you, man. I know. Listen, you flew in from where?
We were in Connecticut this morning. We left at 3 a.m., and it was a snowstorm when we left.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Now, talk about doing the work to get here, right? I know you're speaking at a conference out here, and you got some time to see me, too. It's just perfect.
Well, I'm glad that we made that happen. It was a priority for sure. I am here speaking at a conference, and then we're doing a book signing at the Barnes & Noble here in town, which is going to be super thrilling. And a lot of local entrepreneurs and people of influence and networkers are going to come, and we turned it into an event at the Barnes & Noble where it's going to be a networking event. Where I'm going to do a little training on the law of attraction and casting vision, 2020 vision. We'll do a little bit of a mastermind, and then I'll do a book signing, Q&A, stuff like that.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. I love it. Okay. Having it all. Can people really have it all?
Yeah. And, you know, Ken, the way you described it was really beautiful, because I have a friend, he's American, he's living in Kenya, and he's a minimalist, and he's building an orphanage and helping kids get off the street. And he said when he first heard the title of the book, he thought it was potentially, materialistic. I want to have things. But the way you described it, about having heart, having family, having connection, having spirit, having the time to meditate, I learned maybe 20 years ago, stillness is the portal.
Stillness is a part. I love that. Well, listen, Drew, I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to dive into how we can really have it all.
Sure.
We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom profound questions and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
So I want to thank you all for tuning into Voices of Courage. Listen, if you're new to the show, get ready to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. If you're enjoying this great content and the insights of Voices of Courage, then I also encourage you to check out our new affiliates. We have two of them. We just picked up TalkRadio.nyc, TalkRadio.NYC, so you can check them out there, and also BizTalkRadio.com. Both networks are dedicating to empowering and uplifting and educating their listeners to become the best they can be. Again, that's BizTalkRadio.com and TalkRadioNYC.com. I hope you'll check them out. Also, a lot of you are new to our show. We're now in 160 countries. So if you are new to the show and you want to listen to some of the replays, just go to voicesofcourage.us. Again, voicesofcourage.us to get all the replays. And hey, by the way, tell your family and friends and people about the show. That's how we grow and that's how you grow, right? Because we're all about consciousness and bringing you to the levels of awareness that will blow your socks off, especially in this coming year. So I hope you'll let your family and friends know. By the way, they can Google us or they can just tell Alexa, Cortana, or Siri, play Voices of Courage podcast, and we'll come right up. All right, back to my guest. I'm in studio with Drew Bierman, and he's a best-selling author, trainer, coach, and top leader in the world's fastest-growing health and wellness companies. Drew, we're talking about having it all.
You can have it all, indeed, and that means you can have fun, you can have friendships, you can have the relationships that you want. We want to enjoy the journey. You know, we live in a capitalistic society here, but we're compassionate capitalists. We know that we only get compensated for the more people's lives that we contribute, and we're putting together and growing a community, a global community of people who care more about contribution than accumulation. And one of my themes for 2019 has been impact. The more impact that we offer, the more influence that we have, the more income will flow. And you can have it all as a metaphor for life and lifestyle. The problem is, Ken, that people are working too hard today making a living that they don't have time to develop a lifestyle by design. And that's what I help people do. The full title of the book is You Can Have It All, The Ultimate Guide to Having Fun, Making Money, and Living the Good Life.
I love that. Well, you know, I think a lot of people are really in tune now to really doing things different, especially, you know, this time of year, we look back and go, well, this didn't work or this worked. You know, we had successes, wins, breakthrough successes, but we also had challenges that didn't work. And I think a book like this coming along at this point in time is really a powerful read. Tell me why you wrote the book real quick.
I wrote the book because for the last decade plus, I've been helping people with a lifestyle triangle. And if you figure the in the center of the triangle is better lifestyle, one angle of the triangle is better health, another angle of the triangle is more income, and another angle of the triangle is more time freedom. And a lot of us, if we hit two of the three, it's pretty good life. But if you get that third trifecta, then you can actually have it all. And I've been living it and teaching it and coaching it for decades, so it was time to put it in print.
That's awesome. Okay. You know, what can people learn from you, Drew? I'm curious.
Well, I appreciate that. I learn from the people I talk to. I'm learning from you about being limitless and having courage and awakening your inner genius. I love that. And the reminder of meditation and being still. For me, I like to live and teach the law of attraction in action. That's what I'll be teaching this Saturday. I also, through a white light meditation, came up with, I was in a mastermind, and we started talking about collaboration, cooperation and collaboration. And I grew up in the 80s, and it was a very competitive arena, very me, money, things, games, toys. And now I really believe it's more about collaboration. So I have a gift for you, and we now own, because we're now connected, the Law of Collaboration. We own the lawofcollaboration.com. Now, this is a book. It's a short read, and on the front it says, read the book, get the app, join the movement. The app is...
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's this is a unique book. It actually has a serial number mm-hmm. on the first page that is dedicated just to you and I. And we want to disrupt shelf help, and we want you to read it, take you about 15 minutes to read it, and pass it to someone that you want to collaborate with. Pass it to someone that you want to connect with. Type in that serial number, and you can leave a message to that person on the You Can Have It All app, and you can be in collaboration with the person that you give it to.
Oh, I just love that. You know, my whole world is about collaboration, so I really appreciate that. And, you know, how will this book help people collaborate? That's my question. And by the way, Drew, you're going to move back a little bit. You're
sure.
Bumping
okay.
back
yeah.
up.
Got it.
Yeah.
So there's seven principles of collaboration, mm-hmm. and we are looking to really disrupt mobile marketing. And this goes directly to the You Can Have It All app. From the You Can Have It All app, we have about $1,500 worth of free trainings that people can utilize in their mindset, in their training, in their philosophy of life, in time management, and other types of principles and stuff. And through the book, you can actually not only gift it to someone, encourage them to gift it to someone else. You can actually track the book around the globe and see the ripple effect that you had by passing this book to someone else.
I love that. I love that. So let me, you know, you've done this work so much, right? And, you know, collaboration is a big key. What do you think stops people from collaborating, you know, from really having it? Because that's part of having it all.
You're right. And I think a lot of it comes down to ego. Mm-hmm. In some of the work I've done, we assist people. We want to help and give and contribute. But the equalness is receiving as well. And
right.
some people actually have challenge receiving, asking for help. So with collaboration, it's more than teamwork. It's more than joint ventures. It's more than me and you. It's all of us. What can we do better to make our world better, to make a ripple effect, to impact other people's lives? It is through collaboration in all business. Businesses, all sports, all government, through collaboration, people can have it all.
Okay. You know, there are skeptics that are out there that are saying, you know what, this guy, you know, or even me, you know, we're talking about having it all. They've tried to have it all, and they haven't, and they've been challenged. What can you say to that group?
A sentence that I've been saying over and over again to myself, that everything you need, you have, and everything you want is coming. So through the law of attraction, what you focus on expands. A lot of people live life like this. They say, I want more, give me more, but I can't handle what I have. And part of having it all is, you remember the song, if you can't love the one, if you can't be with the one you love the one you're with.
Right.
Fall in love with your life. Fall in love with what you currently have. Be grateful for the blessings. Yeah. I also own the lawofgratitude.com, which will be a whole other spinoff. But through practicing gratitude, through the meditations, you actually do have all that you need. And then the ability to expand is ever growing and never ending. So it's part of kind of like enjoy the journey.
Enjoy the journey. I love that. Well, listen, you've accomplished a lot in your life. Let me see, do I have time? Yeah, I've got time in this segment. What are some of the biggest challenges that you've had as an entrepreneur that you've overcome that maybe some of our, you know, that you had the courage to overcome, right? What comes to mind with that?
It's actually almost daily.
Yeah.
Today, 3:00 in the morning, driving through a snowstorm and then sitting up and getting de-iced on the plane.
That's really good. Okay. Got it. Now, where does that courage come to keep going?
You know, I realized a little while ago that I'm psychologically unemployable. I had a job back in, you know, maybe 20 years ago, and I had a W-2 once in my life, and I felt that I wasn't living limitless.
Yeah.
Not that jobs are bad, or not that they don't serve their purpose, but for me, I have to go out and create. I have to go out and give, and through impact, and sometimes I don't want to do it. Sometimes I'm feeling tired. Sometimes I want to sleep in, and I've learned that you do it anyway. I've learned that whatever it takes. In fact, today on the plane, we watched Free Solo, the only man who ever climbed El Capitan in Yosemite without
Alex.
Hope. Yeah, Alex. And it was incredible. And there was one line in there that said, like a warrior spirit, you go after something 100% as if your life depended on it, because if you just miss one thing of perfection, that's it, done.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, I watched that movie myself, Free Solo with Alex. And actually, when I was in Yosemite this year, we met one of his climbing buddies, and that was a great experience. Yeah, but you're right. You push through, right? You know, sometimes there's kind of delusions, I say, in the world. It looks like everything's falling apart. Looks like things are never going to turn out. But I've found, and maybe you have too, those are the times when a lot of times I just have to surrender to it. It's like, it's too big of a wave. And there's a part of me that surrenders instead of pushes. Now, there's time to push, but there is this time to surrender. Can you get any words of wisdom on that?
Yeah, absolutely. On part of my training, I went to something called Enlightened Warrior training camp. And then the second half of that was Wizard Camp. And the concept of that was warrior, get it done, conquer, do whatever it takes out, pick out the sword. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, a lot of us live there and it's too much force. The goal is to live in the wizard, the meditative state, the allowing. In fact, on the app, on the You Can Have It All app, we have an entire section dedicated to the law of allowing, which allows the universe to give you the blessings so that you can actually have all the things that you're seeking.
That's awesome. Okay, all the things I'm seeking. I want to take a little deeper dive in that, but I got to take a break. So we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All righty. Well, we are in studio here with Drew Berman, and we are talking about having it all. Before I get to Drew again, I want to just give a shout out for a local company here in San Diego. It's called Women's Wisdom, and Women's Wisdom is San Diego's premier networking group for purpose-driven entrepreneurial women. They have been established since 1991, and they are truly an organization that empowers women entrepreneurs to really grow their businesses like I've never seen before. It's just amazing. These women, I've been to the meetings. They do these things called shout-outs, where they talk about what they give giving each other a shout out about how amazing the work they've done with each other is. And it's like the whole room lights up. I've never seen anything like that. These people are like connected. They're really working together. So if you're a woman in the San Diego area, they have meetings the second Thursday, I believe, on the month starting in January. And I encourage you to check them out. Women'sWisdom.net. That is Women'sWisdom.net. I'm in studio with Drew Berman. He's a best-selling author, trainer, and coach, and top leader in one of the fastest-growing health and wellness companies in the world. Drew, all right, taking a deeper dive, all right? You know, a lot of people want to have it all, and they've been stopped. Time and time again, they've been stopped. And, of course, you know, everybody has different reasons. You know, some of it may be chronic karmic, poor habits, chronic karma, poor habits, poor thinking. But I think that the truth is that it all starts in the mind. The mind is the cause of the bondage, and the mind is the cause of their liberation. How do you help people check in, tune into their mind to expand it so that they can blast through the limitations?
Sure. And two philosophies, which I have in the book. So one is a concept that I wrote about called be, do, have. So it says you can have it all, but it's really not focused on the havingness of things. I think, Ken, a lot of people focus on what I have, what I don't have, what I want, and that's very limited. The next word is do. Well, what do I have to do to get the things that I want to have? And that is kind of linear.
Right.
The next one is be. Who do I have to become so that the doing is easy, so that the having is inevitable? And it all is about becoming. You're right. It starts in the mind, starts with meditation, starts with getting whole. So I teach a concept called master the one, master the one-on-one, master the one on money, one to many, and then you master the one with money. So it all starts here, one-on-one, then one-on-one, then one to many. You send your message to many, which you do so great in your book and on your show. So I teach a four-part principle on the law of attraction. It's actually very simple. It works in every business. It works for every person. It's a four-question philosophy. Question number one is, who is your ideal, let's call it client. Who is your ideal client or business partner or even romantic partner? Who is your ideal client? Question number two is, well, where are they? Where do they hang out? Do they listen to this type of show? Do they read Forbes magazine? Do they like to golf? You know, where are your perfect clients? Now you know who they are. Now you know where they are. Question number three, and I encourage listeners and you to even answer the questions truth to yourself so that you're creating like kind of a menu to the universe. Question number three is, what makes them tick? See, I think that's really important, because if you don't know what makes them tick, you're nothing but a salesman. But if you know what makes them tick, what they're thinking about, what their pain is, what they want, then you focus on serving that, then you're going to identify question number one, who is my ideal client? Question number two is, where are they? Question number three is, what makes them tick? What do they think about? What's their pain point? What do they want? And question number four brings it back down to what you said, starts in the mind. What do I have to do, change or improve to attract more of them? And that's a circle philosophy.
That's really good. Drew, let me mention to the audience where they can get the book and also the collaboration.
Yeah,
you can have it all book and the collaboration.
I appreciate that. So my home to my portal is, we're looking to help people disrupt mobile marketing, and we have what's called an easy card. My easy card is e, the letter z card.com/ have it all. It gets access to my social media, access to my book, access to my upcoming events, and then a portal that takes it to the have it all.
Okay, so say it one more time.
Easy.
Card. .com.
/. Have it all.
Have it all. Well, listen, I want to have it all. We all want to have it all. Then again, there's things I don't want to have.
you wouldn't all have it in the same place.
Yeah, here's what I want to have it all. I want to have more joy, more happiness, more peace, maybe more money, more time for myself. I think all of us want that. And yet, a lot of people, that's almost the American dream. Well, you listen, I want to buy the big house on the hill. I want to do things my way. I want to, you know, and you see people isolated. I coach these people. They get it to the top, right? They've got millions of dollars. They've got houses all over, but they're isolated. They're not really connecting with anybody, right? How boring of a life is that? and how dysfunctional of life is that?
Right. That's why the law of collaboration and You Can Have It All, they came out together at the same time. So that's why the law of collaboration book goes to the app. But just like you were saying, you started making a list.
Yeah.
I want better health. I want more money. I want more fun. I want more freedom. That's the process of having it all. You start to write down the things that you want, identify what it is you want, and then the journey of going after it is the in essence of the happiness.
And I want to say something to that too. I think a mistake people make is that they try to have everything all at once. So I want health, I want fitness, I want money, I want my own time, and all this, you know, if they're going off in a bunch of different directions at once, a lot of times that doesn't happen. What's been your experience with that?
Well, 5 times a year, I bring people in from all over the country and all around the world, and we teach. We have a 3-day boot camp. It's called the Double Your Income Boot Camp, where we actually go through a lot of these philosophies in a deep, deep, deep dive. And you can actually access that boot camp through the Easy Card. And there's actually a discount code on there for the listeners for you, which is great. But we take a deep dive over 3 days. We get into people's fears, what's holding them back in life and in business. It starts off as business, but we get really deep into emotions, life, fear, fun, goals. And I do that 5 times a year live with my friend and business partner, Paul Fink, the Maverick Millionaire. And that's at our, we just actually wrote another book together called Be a Success Maverick, which talks about breaking through the limited barriers of self, and so that you can.
That's so cool. How do you write all these books so fast? That's amazing. What is that, collaboration or what?
I'm just trying to keep up with you. Yeah, but it's all about collaboration, indeed.
You know, on your shirt, I'm just loving it. It just says, Namaste. I honor the place in you where the entire universe dwells. That's a deep place.
It's a deep place, indeed. I've had this shirt for probably more than 20 years, and every time I put it on, it's emotional for me, and I clean it. But the message is profound, and it means we are all one.
We are all one. We are all one. That's really good. Well, okay. Final thoughts. Listen, you got the megaphone to the world right now. What is your message to the world?
I heard the whisper the first time when I was maybe 12 or 14. And if you're in meditation and you're awake and you're conscious, you know about the whisper. The whisper said to me on the way home from elementary school, 2-step process to life, figuring out what you want and figuring out how to get it. And I didn't realize that message was with me until my mid-40s. And now I teach people to figure out what they want, and then we help people get it.
I love that. All righty. The book is You Can Have It All, and also The Law of Collaboration, which I love. I can hardly wait to read that book. Drew Berman. And again, you can get it at the website one last time.
Super duper easy. It's EZ, the letter E, ZCard.com/ have it all.
Drew, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure, Ken.
I really appreciate you being on the show. Okay, listen, we're always interested in what you have to say. Please follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram, or send us your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find this recording and all of our recordings on voicesofcourage.us. Again, voicesofcourage.us. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Are you an author or would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends Some of my book marketing strategist friends and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. And get this, no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. So find out how to do this at courage2change.us/invite. courage2change.us/invite. There are, I think we have 12 master teachers in the class right now. You're going to learn things you never knew about book marketing. I can tell you that because I've been marketing books for the last 15 years, and I've learned a whole bunch from the experts that I brought on. Hope you'll join us at courage2change.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage, and now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello, and welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. And before I get to my next guest, I just want to let all the new listeners know that you can find all of our replays on voicesofcourage.us. That's voicesofcourage.us. And there's also a place there to join our Insiders Club. And when you do that, you're going to get notifications of free tickets, free gifts from our guests, and a whole bunch of good stuff up there. So check it out, voicesofcourage.us. All right. So I'm really blessed to have you in the studio with me, Dr. Nick. He's a licensed psychologist with specialties in counseling, human development, and sports performance psychology. He has worked in the arena of performance psychology for over 30 years with middle school age children through professional and Olympic level athletic sports. Doctor, welcome to the show. I'm really blessed to have you, and I know we got a new book out there too, so I'm excited to talk to you about that. How you doing?
Good. Well, thanks for having me on today, Ken. I appreciate it very much.
That's great. So can I just jump right into the book? Because, you know, I have this thought that books write us. We don't necessarily write books, if that makes any sense. They seem to grow us as we write these things. How was that experience for you?
Well, you know, the book started as a result of my co-author, Celeste Romano, asking me to write a book with her. I have some difficulties in writing. I'm dyslexic. So the way this whole book began was that she was she's a mother of one of my former athletes, a junior athlete, and she was learning a lot, you know, my work with her son, and decided to try to pass this information along to others. That's how the book was conceptualized. And so you'll see in the book, you know, that there's a series of interactions between Celeste and myself by her asking questions about performance and parenting. And it wrote itself in that regard, because these are the things I've been doing over the past 30 years.
Can you tell me what's changed in sports psychology over the last 30 years? What's different now?
Well, it's, you know, it's much more scientific, I think, than what most people imagine. So it's not enough just to, you know, tell an athlete, let's increase your confidence. You should feel good about yourself. Let's teach you how to relax. You know, typically what I do with every athlete that I see, whether it's a junior athlete all the way up to Olympic level, is that we assess mental skills. And there's about 20 of them. Most people don't even know that that's the case. So I would say that that's probably the advent of what's going on. It is a science. It's very well understood. You know, we look at brain functioning as well as personality and developmental and learning styles. So it's a compilation of many different sciences.
Well, the mental skill sets, that's very interesting to me and our show and our listeners. What would you say are the top three mental skill sets that one must possess to achieve pretty much anything in the world of athletics, or actually just in the world of life?
Well, it's interesting that you apply this to the world of life, because a lot of what I'm teaching my athletes, it's not about winning. It's not about confidence. It is about execution, and it is about use of oneself. So I would say the top three are awareness, you know, what's going on around you, you know, whatever sport you're playing, things that are going on the field, or if you're on a golf course, and things going on inside of you. And then I would say the next one is what's called attentional shifting, bringing your mind to where it needs to be at the time of execution. And the third one I would say would be emotional regulation. You know, a number of athletes come to see me either because of performance or anticipatory anxiety or rehabilitation after an injury. And of course, I work with athletes just to go to the next level, but typically they're coming in for those reasons.
Interesting. What about with that emotional intelligence there? Do you address that in the book, Beyond the Scoreboard?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. We will talk about emotional regulation and, you know, that we really try to help individuals understand that feelings, although they're important, don't always tell us the truth. So when a person's paying more attention to their feelings versus the execution, that's when they get themselves in a little trouble. So
that makes a lot of sense. And when an athlete comes to you, typically what happens? Like, what are the steps that somebody wants to increase their performance? What's the first thing that you go and help them with?
The very first thing that they do is take this test that takes about 20 minutes. It's taken online. And, you know, from that, which was standardized in Olympic athletes and is used with actually the Navy SEALs and in MLB, NFL, PGA. So I use those scores and I can identify which factors influence their performance in a positive way and which ones are influencing it in the negative way. It's the very first step. Once we do that, I debrief the athlete and the parent, if they're juniors, obviously, if they're professionals, parents aren't involved, but and try to involve the coaches in the debriefing as well, so that everybody's on board with understanding what are the areas that the athlete actually has to work on. And it's very specific and it's very skill driven. We start there. And then the next step is to start training mentally.
How do people get to the top of their game? I was just watching a movie last night called The Game Changers. And I was watching one of the Olympians that was they did the course on the bike. Forgot what the name of that is, but she was 39 years old when she won the team won the Olympic gold. How do you get to a person at their highest peak potential, I guess is the question.
Well, people will frequently call this the zone or the flow state, and in zone and flow states, we need two basic qualities that kind of merge together. So one is what the challenge is, and the other is what the skill set is. So when there's a merging of both of those at very high levels, high skills and high challenges, that's when the athlete performs at their best. You'll see, for example, that many athletes perform under pressure better than when they're not under pressure. And typically an underdog will win because, you know, the team that's the powerhouse isn't really paying much attention to those individuals. They're not using all the skills that we're talking about now. So that's what we do. So when I work with an athlete, we assess, you know, what the challenges are and what the skill sets are, obviously mentally. And then that's part of their training. That's what they'll do in their practices. And as we prepare them for competition, we do a skills challenge balance, program. And the book was by Jessica McCauley, I can't pronounce his name correctly, and Susan Jackson, Flow in Sports is a really good book to take a look at.
Okay, that's great. Well, and by the way, how do people get your book right here, the Beyond the Scoreboard book here? How do they get this?
Well, thanks for asking. We're available on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, okay. And Beyond the Scoreboard and the Dr. Nick Malerno and Celeste Romano. Romano, I got it right the first time. Okay, good. All right, listen, I got to take a break. We'll be right back. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Dr. Nick some of the biggest mistakes athletes make in their career. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world, and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to WasabiPublicity.com. That's WasabiPublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
So I'd like to welcome everybody back to the show. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Listen, are you an author or a would-be author? If so, some of my New York Times best-selling author friends, book marketing strategists, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to best-selling status at no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas and simple steps to make your book a bestseller. If that sounds intriguing to you, and by the way, there are no costs or fees or anything like that going on here. This is a gift to you. If that sounds interesting, go to courage2change.us/invite. Again, courage2change.us/invite. All righty, let me get back to the show here. And I'm talking to Dr. Nick Malerno. He's got a new book out. It's called Beyond the Scoreboard. And he is a licensed psychologist with specialties in counseling, human development, and sports performance psychology. Dr. Nick, biggest mistakes people make as an athlete?
Well, I think overtraining is one of them. I think, especially when looking at youth sport, I like the whole idea of cross-training. And I think the other one is paying attention to believing that confidence is the answer to high-level performance. And confidence is not a very good predictor of high-level performance.
That's a big one. You know, I am a triathlete still to this day. And 2 years ago, I went to Penticton, British Columbia, and participated in a athletic competition, world athletic competition with 3,500 athletes. And, you know, I got top 10 in the nation with the, actually in the world in my sport, in my age group, which felt really good. It was a great. I think a lot of people miss the training piece and miss the discipline piece with athletics. That's what I see. What any tips on how to people to change their thinking so that they can actually train at higher levels?
You know, I think it's really important for each sport that you identify what is essential in training. That seems fairly obvious. But I can tell you that what happens in some sports where individuals just continue to train, but they're not training with the same degree of intention. So, for example, I'm sure you've read a paragraph, and after you've read it, you don't remember what you've read.
Oh, yeah.
But if I said to you, Ken, I want you to find in the next paragraph the two most important elements. Would you read that paragraph differently?
I would, absolutely.
Because your intention will drive your attention. The same thing is in training. So athletes will go out and train, but are they intending to train the best way they can? And I think most people are going to probably say yes, but not unlike in that experience with reading a paragraph and not really remembering what you read, I think athletes will sometimes train with not the same intention. So the first step is to obviously set goals. And I would begin with intention. It's a very, very important piece of this, leading it down into, you know, what we describe as performance goals that are measurable, and then this very specific aspects of performance. So I would assume in your triathlete, part of that was running?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I do with runners, and we've actually just done a study out of Cal Poly, you know, with their cross country team. What we do with runners is we get them to focus on the rhythm of their running and have very specific mental process taking place, like head, shoulders, arms, legs. And so that it's a rhythm that they keep saying to themselves. Now in training, you need to train like you're going to compete. And that's one of the most important things. And I see that as one of the errors that happens in training, is that there's not the intention, there's not the localization of very specific aspects of performance and going into training with that kind of mindset.
Well, I love that. So it's about, you know, I love what you said about intention. So for me, even training running, I would say, so what's the three most important things I can focus on today to increase my running performance? So you're using intention to guide this. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, you're using your attention. You shift your attention to what's necessary, right? And so what I've learned from many runners is that they're not using their arms as effectively as they could. And, you know, the position of their body. So, you know, depending upon what kind of racing you're doing, with long distance racing, you know, and you get started, it's to make sure that there's a rhythm. And you have to look at those portions of your body that you want to make sure are rhythmic. And the one thing that I hear from most runners is that they're not using their arms effectively. So that'd be one thing I'd ask you to take a look at in whatever videos or whoever's coaching you with that.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Arms effectively. I would never have even thought of that in a million years. That's really good. Okay. Pressure. You know, sometimes athletes get pressure and they're feeling like, you know, I can think of one little girl that I know very close to me that was so overcompetitive that it almost took her out of the sport. So how do you deal with pressure?
There's a controversy about this. And so not unlike what I was saying about confidence, where we don't think it's a really effective way to measure, there's a question about whether or not pressure really exists. So if you have to compete, and if you have a very specific timeline, then time like in the event, then time might appear as pressure. But if you're focusing and you have 2 seconds left, or you have 0.2 of a mile left, why should you run that any differently? And so when you take a look, let's take a look at Tom Brady, and he focuses very with intention under what people might describe as pressure. And pressure then is not just, you know, somebody coming in through the line, it's about how much time is left. But he throws the ball the same way, whether it's 2 seconds left or whether there's 20 or 15 minutes left. So pressure is self-induced. That's basically what we know.
So if a person knows that they're creating their own pressure, then they can also uncreate their own pressure. And what you're saying is you're doing the same performance at no matter what's going on. Basically, no matter what the circumstances are, you're still delivering at a certain level.
Right. So what happens with people that are experiencing the pressure is that they're shifting their attention to the pressure itself. I only have 2 seconds left, or I have a 3-foot putt. You make that putt the same way, whether it's the first hole or the last hole, whether you're in match play or medal play. And when you put the pressure on, then you move away from directing your attention to execution. And so part of what happens, I think, you know, either in the media, or even in coaching, parenting, and teaching, is that there's some myths that are out there that are actually perpetuating this. You know, for example, you know, I'm sure if you've watched sports and someone says, oh, that's a lack of confidence, he dropped the ball, or, you know, she didn't get it over the net. And I would tell you, working with professional Olympic athletes, yeah, I don't think that they lose confidence because of that. But that kind of thing is getting passed on to our youth. That's part of what I'm addressing in the book, is to make sure that we look at what the truth is, not what, you know, there are beliefs or perceptions about.
Right, right. Wow, that's really good. Well, listen, we got to wrap up here. Any final thoughts about, you know what I wanted to ask you before I wrapped up? What will people learn when they get this book? What are they going to learn?
They're going to learn a number of things. I mean, first of all, it's written for parents and coaches, the children can read it, you know, if they're a little bit older. What they're going to learn are factors that influence performance, such as what are the preconditions that you're born with? So some athletes, you know, have lower thresholds to anxiety. So in spite of parents trying to tell kids not to be anxious, it'd be very hard for them to do that unless they knew how to do that. So part of what the book is going to go over are qualities that are inborn. We talk about parenting strategies and parenting styles. We talk about confidence. So they're going to learn very specific mental skills, but they're also going to learn factors that significantly influence performance that are inborn predispositions.
That's awesome. Well, Dr. Nick, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. The book is Beyond the Scoreboard. You could get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and I hope you'll check it out, because I know this is one of the books I was just telling you. This is one of the books that I am going to read, because it's a book that I believe is filled with a lot of wisdom from your 30-plus years of training people and helping people to change their thinking and understand how to be higher performers. So thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And for all of you, I want to thank all of you for being on the show today. Again, if you have not told your family and friends about Voices of Courage, I encourage you to. We bring in some of the most amazing guests that'll help you change your thinking, change your habits, change the way that you show up in the world, give you information about how to eat, how to be healthy, how to be vital, how to succeed in all areas of your life, whether it be business, your relationships, or whatever. We kind of cover the board, but really what it's about, it's raising your consciousness and to an awareness so that you can really have the life that you've always wanted. Until next time, have a blessed life.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.